Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. Hey, everybody should be able to pull up my radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got jokes and stories for the whole world. So, listen in, and I appreciate you listening in and following the radio show. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So, welcome to today's show. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of November. My brother's birthday was yesterday on the 16th of November. So I want to wish him a happy 63rd birthday and many more. Warren, good job, buddy. Happy birthday to you. So anyway, I want to know what the weather like in your neighborhood. In Las Vegas, it's about 75 degrees. The weather is cool. It's, the sun is shining. The sky is a little cloudy. And it's a little bit hazy. But it's still a beautiful day to come here in Vegas and enjoy the activities in Las Vegas. You can go to the casinos and you can gamble and you can drink and you can enjoy the food and the buffet. Everything is open and everybody's enjoying the activities here in Las Vegas. There's no live concert going on anywhere in Las Vegas, so we don't have any live shows to present you, but you can enjoy the housing of the hotels. And if you want to go swimming, you can still go swimming. It's not too cold or not too warm to go swimming in Las Vegas. Right now, it's getting toward the winter weather, so it's getting ready to get cold. But right now, it's a beautiful day. So I'm loving being in Las Vegas. All right. Well, that's it for the weather in Las Vegas. I don't have any news to report. They're talking about having Kunta Kinte take over for the Jeopardy man. But he died last weekend, and now LeVar Burton is expected to take over as the new Jeopardy man on Jeopardy. So that's a good thing. I want to congratulate my buddy LeVar. I grew up with LeVar. We went to USC together. We hung out, and I should have been in Roots when he was in Roots, but I was too scared to go and and auditioned for a position, even though I was taking acting classes, and LeVar was taking acting classes, and that's where I know him from. And he invited me to come out and audition for The Roof. But I didn't think I had enough talent or enough experience to participate in the movie. So he went and he auditioned, and he became a big star. He became Kunta Kinte, the big star in the middle of Roots, and he was what did they call him? He was Kunta Kinte, but his they named him something else in the movie, and he kept saying, "No, my name's Kunta Kinte. I'm an African warrior." And they said, "Nope, your name is Herbert." I don't know what they called him, but they didn't call him Kunta Kinte. And he was always changing his name, and he was always running away, trying to be free. Because he said he was not to be a slave forever. So he was always on the run, and he always tried to be free. Because he said, "I'm a free man. I want to be free." And he set the tradition for all black men in America that want to be free. We don't want to be slaves. We don't want to work for the master. We want to be free to be ourselves, to have a good time, and to be able to do what we want to do. We want to have fun. So Kunta Kinte led the way for us to do that. All right. So Kunta Kinte, LeVar Burton, is going to be the next host for Jeopardy if everything goes the way he wants it to and everybody just signed the petition to make him the next Alex Karras. That's not his name. But anyway, to make him the next Jeopardy host. And he said he'll take the job if it comes his way. So, all right, DJ Papa D, let's talk NFL football. Let's talk the game up from yesterday. All right, yesterday we had a football game on Monday. And who played yesterday? DJ Papa D.
The Minnesota Vikings played the Chicago Bears in Chicago, and the Vikings beat the Bears 19-13. You bet on Bears and under, and it was Vikings and under.
Oh, man, that's a loss for G Money. That's why I heard on the way out that I was in second place in our football pool in Las Vegas, because I lost yesterday's game and the lady won yesterday's game. So I'm in second place. Oh, man, I got to pick some good games this week coming up so that I can move up in the standings, because right now I'm in second place behind a woman. I can't let her beat me with the football picks, because she's not supposed to know as much about football as I do. And she's beating me every week. I was ahead by about 9 games. And then suddenly she's come along and she's come back. And now I'm behind by 1 game. So I got to do something this week. I got to get all of my games together, and I got to be winning, because otherwise she's going to win the prize, and I'm going to be upset. So I got, this will be week number 11 coming up, so I got to pick my winners for week number 11. So Thursday when I pick my games, I got to pick all winners, so I can get ahead. All right. So That's it for NFL football for week 10. Now we're going into week 11 on Thursday. So that's it for NFL football for week 10. All right. Well, DJ Papa G, let's play a song. Play a song from my album. Play Family Affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids and some other people showed up and he came back and he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office and remember the windows are all painted. So I'm in there and I ask the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
Front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park and on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah. And that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around.
Family.
was a man speeding on the highway, and the highway patrol officer saw the man speeding by, and he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he took off in pursuit of the driver, and he thought to himself, I'm going to stop this man, and I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go. So when he caught up with the man, he said, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding? And the man said, well, I saw the highway patrol car, and it reminded me that my wife had run off with the highway patrol officer. So when I saw the red lights come on in my rearview mirror, I knew that you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything. From towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics, and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com. Come on now. One of the slaves said, oh, master, I ain't picking no cotton. I ain't doing that. You pick the cotton yourself. And the master said, whip that man. And he had his manager whip that slave, and that slave said, what? He said, oh, yes, sir, master, I'll do whatever you want me to do. You want me to go over here and pick the cotton? Yes, sir, I'll pick the cotton. Oh, yeah, I'll pick the cotton, and I'll tow the bales, and I'll pick the wheat, and I'll pick the fruit off the trees. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just don't whip me no more.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up my radio show and listen to the activities that I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. Oh, we got some people blowing to my show. That's a good thing. There was a lion, a duck, and a chicken that went to lunch in a restaurant. And they walked into the restaurant and sat down at the table. And the waitress came over and asked him if they wanted to order. He said, "Can I take your order?" And the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And then she asked the chicken what he'd like to order. And the chicken said, "I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And then the goose said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And then the waitress went back to the lion and said, "Are you sure you don't want to eat anything?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, you think we'd be here right now?" Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? You know, there was a truck, an 18-wheeler driving down the highway, and he passed this sidewalk cafe, and he pulled into the parking lot and went and parked in front of the cafe and got out his truck and went inside the cafe and sat at the counter, and the waitress came over and said, "Can I take your order?" And he said, "Yes. I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it, and I'll have a cup of coffee, and I want a piece of that pie you have sitting in that cabinet right there." And the waitress said, "Okay." She wrote down his order and gave it to the cook to cook his order. So while the man was sitting at the counter waiting on his food, three motorcycle gang members walked into the cafe, and they sat at the counter next to the man. And when his food showed up, one biker ate his hamburger, the other biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his pie. And the man didn't say anything. He just got up. And he went to the register, and he paid for his meal, and he left a tip for the waitress, and he walked out and got in his truck. And the bikers started laughing. They were like, "Oh, that man is sorry. He didn't even put up an argument. He didn't put up no kind of comments about us eating his food. He didn't say anything. Oh, he's a sorry man. He's done stand up for himself. He's pissed poor." And the waitress said, "Yeah, that's true. That's what you said, that he's pissed poor man. He doesn't stand up for himself, that he didn't make any comments when you guys were eating his food. But I didn't hear one of you say something, anything about what trucking company he worked for. Because he just ran over three motorcycles and smashed him with his truck on the way out the parking lot." Yeah, so they don't know that they don't have no bikes to ride off on because their motorcycles are smashed in the parking lot. All right, DJ Papa D, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money. Heard me?
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you doing today? Are you enjoying today's radio show? We really put it together with you in mind. So I hope you're taking the time to sit down and listen to the stories and listen to the jokes that we're talking about. We're having a good time telling the stories and the jokes to you and playing the music for your listening pleasure. It's our enjoyment. After all, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So sit back and enjoy the rest of the show as we bring you another part of the show. It's time for me to tell you a story. So I have a story to tell. So DJ Papa D, play the story for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was in Los Angeles, California,
back when I was 14 or 15 years old, I was riding my motorcycle through the city with my buddy Bernard. We were riding all over the place. We were going in and out of different cities and towns, and we were riding in everybody's neighborhood, and we were talking to the girls and everything. And when we came back to our neighborhood, we were riding down 64th Street, and this guy was walking down the street, and he had his guitar in a guitar case, and we knew he played in a band, but he told us he was going to sit in at a band that was playing on 65th Street. So I rode with him around the corner, and we went to this house, and this band was playing in the garage at the house. And they had everybody in the neighborhood in front of the house listening to the music. And they were jamming. They were playing all this R&B music. Oh, man, they were putting it down. And we were rocking and rolling, and all the girls were coming out. And I was dancing. I had put my motorcycle down on the kickstand, and I was just dancing with all of these girls, and we were having a good time. And then everybody got pizza, and it was out of this world. Everybody was rocking to the music and dancing. Oh, man, it was so much fun. I had a ball. And then when the band finally stopped playing, about 8 o'clock that night, then everybody started to leave, and I stood around and got signatures from all the guys in the band, and then I looked up and I saw my little buddy, Daryl. He was playing the guitar in the band, and I know he wasn't with the band because he was only like 15 years old, but he was playing with the band. He was digging down with the band. And I was so proud of my little buddy. I went up and I asked him if I could take his picture and if I could get an autograph from him. So to this day, I have a picture of him when he was 15 years old, and he was playing with the band. And he didn't miss a beat. He had the beat going with his guitar. He was right on time, and he was playing. And they even gave him a solo, so he was soloing his guitar, and he was staying right with the band. And I was so proud of my little buddy. I said, go, Gerald, go, right on. And that was the sensation of the year. We had a block party with pizza, and we ate pizza until 9, 10 o'clock at night, when the party was over. But I was rocking and rolling all the way until I got on my motorcycle, and I rode around the corner, and I rode home. And somebody told me that the band's name was Bloodstone. And I said, Bloodstone? That sounds like that famous R&B band. They were a hot group in the 60s. And the 70s. And they said, yep, that's them. They live in our neighborhood. And I was like, really? I didn't know they lived in our neighborhood, because I had never gone around to that corner to listen to them practice or nothing. I had just heard about the band and the songs they had put down, and I had listened to the music on the radio. But I didn't know that they lived in my neighborhood. They lived around the corner from me. And I was like really shocked that they were having a party in my neighborhood. Bloodstone, live and in living color in my neighborhood on 65th Street. And I live right around the corner on 65th Place. That's where I lived, in South Central L.A., and I had a great time. Yep, it was a party to remember.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytime with GMoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So I'm glad you joined us for today's radio show. I hope you enjoyed all of the aspects of the show as we put everything together for your listening pleasure. Well, I guess the clock on the wall, oh no, we have another section of the show to do. We got to do...
What we do here is go back.
We got to do our fan club pick, because I got $50 to give away to the fan club member that calls in. So I need to get my fan club members to get on the line and call in and claim this $50. I want to talk to fan club member number 9. Fan club member number 9. So if you call in and you're the 9th caller, you could win $50, fan club member. I got it right here in my hand, and I'm holding it up and waiting to give it to you. So $50 to fan club member number 9. So call in and win the money. All right. Well, while we're waiting on caller number 9 to call in, DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs. I don't know. Pick a song. I don't know what song you got to choose from. I got 17 songs to pick from. So just pick one, and we're waiting on caller number 9 to call in and win this $50. So DJ Papa D, play one of my songs from my album, Storytime. And you can find the album on storytimewithgmoney.com. All right. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas. All came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother! My friend! Brother! My Sam! Brother! Line brothers, brother, my Sigmar
When I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready, and we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice that.
at home.
Yeah, death dog, death dog. Yeah, man, we had a good time in college, though. We threw down every chance we got, and the day that we got into competition and it was going our way and we were going to win the whole show and we were going to finally win our first place trophy, I forgot a step, and I threw all my brothers off, and we ended up walking off with our tails between our legs, and we were embarrassed, and I was mad, because I didn't know at the time that I was the one who messed up. I was mad at my brothers for messing up, and I was fussing at them, and I was like, we've come too far to be messing up on our shows now. We've been stepping every week since school started this semester. We were ready, and we messed up, and we were going to win the step show. We had the best show that anybody had put together, and we should have won that step show. Even the brothers from L.A., a frat from L.A. came up, and they ended up winning the show. But we should have won the show. We should have taken first place and been the stepping champions at our own college university. That's right. We should have won at our university that day. But because I put an extra step in and I missed the step, I threw everybody on my step team off. And we ended up not placing, not winning the step show like we should have. And I was just mad. And I was mad for like 5 years until I realized that it was me that threw everybody off. So I had to apologize to my brothers, and I've talked to them over the years, and I've explained that I'm sorry, you guys, but I was the one that messed up, that I threw the whole step team off when we did our show, and we should have won, but I was the one that messed up. But we went up to San Jose that following February, and then we won second place to our brothers from L.A. So we had it going on then. We should have won first place at our own college, but we went to San Jose State, and we finished second place in that Greek show. And that was satisfactory for a lot of my brothers. They were really happy that we finally won a step competition. But I knew we should have won first place and got the big trophy at our university. So that was a bad memory that I have to swallow, and I have to let my brothers know that I apologize, and I wish it was a way I could make up for it, but that day's gone by. That's been 42 years ago, and it's just a bad memory now. It's just a bad memory. So, anyway, that's the way it goes when you're stepping for prizes, trophies, and competition. And we were ready. But somebody threw me off when they hollered out my name. They said, get down, insane, which was the name of my chapter. And they said, get down, serious business, which was my frat name. And I thought they were talking to me directly, and I threw all the the brothers off. I forgot the other step, and we ended up messing up. So I apologize to all my brothers and my sisters that were there that knew that we were going to win the trophy, and everybody was excited, and I was really excited, and we ended up messing up and walking off saying, "We came, we conquered, and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered, and we swooped. Woo!" But really, we came, we didn't conquer, but we swooped. So we walked out with our heads held down and our tails tucked between our legs because we didn't finish the step properly, so we could have held our heads high and walked off with the trophy that we were trying to achieve. So it was a bad day. It was a bad day. Yeah. The memories of college and the days of stepping. I go way back thinking about the days that we were stepping and we were throwing down on the yard and we threw down. Oh, man, we were good. We were really good. And to my brothers and sisters around the country and around the world, I want to say that I'm sorry that we didn't win that trophy that week, but we did win the step competition in the month of February. We stepped up and we beat LA Chapter. They finished second, or they finished first, actually, and we finished second place. But we were in the step in limelight with the West Coast Stepping Champs. They were the West Coast Stepping Champs. And they came up and they proved themselves to be great all the way around. So that's my story. It was a great day until somebody hollered out my name. "Get down, Insane. Get down, Serious Business." And I threw everybody off. So, well, 42 years later, I'm an old man, and I'm thinking about it. But my step team is still stepping. They're still getting together, and they're throwing down like I taught them. So they're still on the move. So anyway, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down. And I got to get out the air chair because I got somewhere to go. I got some people to see and some places to go. Don't you know? So I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my show on social media so that everybody can follow along when I do my show Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer, helping me put the show together and entertaining everybody to the best of our ability, because I got a lot of entertainment to do. A lot of jokes, a lot of stories, and now it's time to pray.
What we do here is go back.
Oh, did we get our ninth caller, our fan club member, DJ Papa D? I forgot about that. Did we get our ninth caller to call in and claim the prize? I forgot about that.
Nobody called in to claim the prize. The same person could have called in 9 different times and won, but nobody called in.
Nobody
can't give money away these days.
Yeah, man, they're just making me keep the money in my pocket. Oh, well, I'm going to get my bank account fat by putting money in my credit card account. I'm just going to keep it building until I can actually pay somebody to win a prize. So, anyway, everybody out there, all my fans, all my friends, it's been a pleasure doing the show. I hope you guys will send me a song for my instrumental version of my song. I'm a comedian from L.A. You can send me a song and send me some jokes so that I can quit on the judge. I bless them every day because I really understand. I love you, bro. You've been my grateful friend. I've known you 55 years. I talk to you every now and then, and you still got stuff to say. I love you, Kim and Karen, my sisters from my block. We walk this graceful every day, and every day we walk home from school, and then we went outside to play. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day because I really understand. I love you, Quintina, Joyce, and Lisa. Kathy and Shell, the girls from my block, we did everything that boys and girls do. And I got not to get caught. I love you, Meg. You were my first grade school love. I didn't know what I was doing. Straightened me out, and you made it all right. So we really made love. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I am God's blessing every day because I really. Damn. I love you, Desiree. You were my first high school love. I went to visit you every day, and we kissed and hugged and talked, and you became my first Creole girlfriend. I say, I love you, Brenda. I dated you for 5 years. I went to your senior high school prom. I love your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters like they were my own family. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. Yes, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. I'll see you on Thursday. Have a good weekend, a good couple of days. Be safe. Wear your mask. Make sure you wash your hands and obtain social distance so that you don't spread the virus or you don't catch the virus. Nowhere, no way, no how. And now let's pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.